The typical readings for Pentecost paint three very different images of the Holy Spirit. In Acts, it blows through the house like a violent wind and dances on heads like tongues of fire, empowering people to understand other languages. In the Gospel of John, it stands beside us as an advocate and comforter who guides us into the truth. But when all those words are inadequate, when all that speaking cannot express what is deepest within us, in Romans, the Spirit is shown to intercede on our behalf with wordless, inexpressible groans. It was true then, and it remains true today. The Spirit is as close as wind and words, and as no mere words can convey. Today, we are invited to experience this powerfully intimate work of the Spirit in our midst, as expressed in Romans. Today's reading, then, is from Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 27. All around us, we observe a pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are simply birth pangs. But it's not only around us, it's within us. The Spirit of God is arousing us within. We're also feeling the birth pangs. These sterile and barren bodies of ours are yearning for full deliverance. That is why waiting does not diminish us, any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the waiting. We, of course, don't see what is enlarging us, but the longer we wait, the larger we become, and the more joyful our expectancy. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. The Spirit does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. God's Spirit knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. In these readings, we hear God's voice. God is still speaking. Thanks be to God.